We're having a gala breakfast today for the Siyum and Chela gala. Came in, I was expecting bagels and everything else. But, okay. Okay, again, the shir today is the Zechon Eshel Zevet Sviv and Dov Mordechai. Okay, we're in the bottom of Chav Tes. Actually, the top of the Lamed Abba Aleph. Well, let's go for a minute to the bottom of Chav Tes Mabez again. The Gemara started talking about, if you remember, Tfilas Haderech. Because the Mishnah on the previous Amud had mentioned that if you're walking in a Makam Sakana, you say a Tfilah Katsara. So once they start talking about a Makam Sakana, saying a Tfilah Katsara, the Gemara brought in Tfilas Haderech. So there's one note on that. We mentioned that there's a Surah Ian, that the Rambam does not have Hilchas Tfilas Haderech anywhere in Mishnah Torah. And on the bottom, we had said, how did we characterize Tfilas Haderech? About six lines up, we had said, Himalech Bekoncha Betzei. You have to Himalech Bekoncha. So what did Rashi say? Himalech Tol Rishus. So Rashi had said, you have to ask Rishus Betzei, and therefore the Tzlach asked, what, you're asking Rishus from Hashem, so how do you know what the answer was? So that's what does it mean asking Rishus? But I saw in the Teres of Canaan, one of the Achronim on the side of the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas Tfilas Haderech, Simin Kuf Yud, he points out the Rashi that we had on Daf Gimel. You remember Rashi and Daf Gimel Mabez, all the way on the bottom of Daf Gimel, it said different things that you do, that David and Melch used to do before they went out to war, and one of them was Nimlachin B'Sanhedrin. And Rashi there said, Notu Lehem Rishus, Kadeshi Yispalalu Alehem. So there, Rashi spoke about a Rishus, not to get Rishus, but to get Rishus in order to, for Ezra, for help. So maybe that could be the pshat here too. Himalech, get Rishus, it just means dominate for help, dominate for protection from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Again, that's Rashi. Again, Himalech, without Rashi, you might have said, doesn't mean told Rishus. Himalech means contemplate, think about, realize Hashem's in charge, some other pshat. But that's just on the word Himalech. Okay, so let's go back to where we're up to. We had a machlokas now, whether you say Tfilas Haderech B'yachid, Lashon Yachid, or Lashon Rabin. Okay, we're up to the third line on top. Lamed Aval. Amos Masli, so when do you say Tfilas Haderech? Amar of Yaakov, Amar of Chizda, Misha'a Shemahalech Baderech. When you start going on the road, Misha'a Shemahalech Baderech. You start going on the road. What exactly is this? Minhag is to wait till you're outside the city, to wait till you're over the bridge. But when you're on the road already, that's when you're beyond the city limits, that's when we say it. There is, if you look at Shulchan Aruch, it's in Kuf Yud, there is a Maharami Rutenberg that was Machmir. He thought that this itself is an assumption. Is Tfilas Haderech a Tfilah or a Bracha? We say at the end of it, Bracha Tashem Shomei a Tfilah, but it starts off, Yerushalom Avadecha, Shalachinu Shalom, etc., etc. So is it a Tfilah or is it a Bracha? And the major nafkamina is, do you have to be worried about the concept of Bracha Hasmucha L'chaverta? Usually, if a Bracha, every Bracha is supposed to start out with Bracha Tashem, and end off with Bracha Tashem, if it's more than a one-line Bracha, like Shehakol. But if it's supposed to start off, so look at Shemot Esrei. Atachoni doesn't start off with Bracha Tashem, Hashiveinu, Re'ei. So the reason is, because that's called the Bracha Hasmucha L'chaverta. As long as the Bracha right before it starts off with Bracha Hashem, the first Bracha of Shemot Esrei starts off with Bracha Hashem, so then the next Bracha is kind of like, are subsumed, and they use that beginning Bracha for all the rest of the ones of Shemona Esrei. So that is why, that is usually by Bracha, that's what we usually need. That's why I think of all the Brachas that we have. In benching, the first Bracha starts with Bracha Hashem, and the next ones don't. No derachim. Right? That doesn't, because they were needed Brachas Zvuch L'chavrta. Aye, what about the last one? After Bari Bracha Shalai Mamei, there's a new Bracha Hashem L'Kei Bracha. What are you doing? That was added on later. That was added on later in Yavne after the Haruge Beitar didn't decompose. So because that's a separate bracha, that's why I started out with Bracha Hashem. But says the Maharami Rutenberg, with all this background, if you look at Shulchan Aruch, he says he used to say in the morning when he used to go on a trip, Hagomel Chazadim Tavim Lamo Yisrael, he used to say Bracha Shachar, and right after Hagomel Chazadim Tavim Lamo Yisrael, Yerushalom Adachim Shalom Chayim Shalom Hazedah Shalom, etc., etc., to be able to have a bracha smucha l'chaverta to Tfilas Haderech. And that is why the Magen Avraham there quotes, let's say you're going on a trip in the afternoon. Let's say you're not going straight from shul. Or something like that. That's why we used to say it at home. So we didn't say Tfilas Haderech, Tfilas Shachar on the road. But the Magen Avraham says, if you're going up for a trip in the afternoon, so say Asher Yatzar, or let's say Tfilas Haderech, say Ala Michya, let's say Tfilas Haderech. So you have to, so you'd be able to go right into Tfilas Haderech after saying a bracha. And there are those that are makpid for this. There are those that, what? So some eat a fruit. The question with the fruit is, what? Hefsek, you can say, Shakon Ebro, take a bite, Yiras of Ofanecha. So what? But so you what, with the Bari Defashas, Brachei Holamim, that's like kind of an unusual bracha. So there's so with a fruit, with the bracha that ended, it's somewhat unusual. If you look at this will finish, the Chasam Sofer and Shulchan Aruch quotes from Rabbi Adler, his great Rebbe. He says, my Rebbe used to make do bracha tzuchal chaverta with a brachas harayach. He used to say, Bari Vinei B'samim, and then say Tfilas Haderech. So the why Dafka he used Birchas Arayach is unclear. He Dafka used that Birchas Anenim because maybe breathing isn't a hefsek. Eating is a hefsek, but you know, breathing in might not be a hefsek. That's why you could use that that bracha. Other Rishonim say you don't need Smuch L'Chaver Tahir, and that's the pashtus because maybe it's not a tefillah. You're at Simchah Nechla. That's the ikme ikra din. You don't have to say. You just say tefillah Tadarach. You don't have to say it as a bracha Smuch L'Chaver Tah. Okay. There are other answers given, but that's will suffice there. So the Gemara says when you mishasha mahalich paderach. So I just pointed out there, Mara Mirenberg didn't sound like he waited till he was on the road. Ad kama. What does this question mean? 2 days in Rashi. First day. So let's just do the answer. Amar Yaakov Amar Chizda ad parsa until parsa. So first day of the second day of Rashi is the one. Is the one that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch and the more pshuto. The second day of Rashi is how long is the trip that you have to be going on in order to require you to say Tfilas HaDerech? And the Gemara answers that parsa. If the journey is a parsa long, so then you need Tfilas HaDerech. That's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. But if you're going on a very short trip, you don't need Tfilas HaDerech. But the first day of Rashi is ad parsa. How long at the beginning of your trip do you have to say Tfilas HaDerech? And if you don't say it right at the beginning of your trip, you can't say it anymore. That's Rashi, the first day. Ad kamas manal is pala ad parsa. But you can't say it after parsa. Ask all the Rishonim, why is that? If you have 10 hours left, do you have to say it in the first parsa? A lot of times we forget. We forget. So we don't hold like this Rashi. But what's the svar for Rashi? How could Rashi say that? Just because you didn't say it in the first parsa, the first little amount, you can't say it. So the Pnei Yeshua here says that even though it's a big chiddush, maybe the svar for Rashi is as follows. We know that you always have to have kavana. When you daven, that's why we're going to have a Gemara later on about saying, you know, davening in a bidyeved time, because you're not going to want to daven on the road because you're not going to be able to have kavana. So maybe he suggested, that Rashi felt that once you're already on the road, but makam sakana, you're not going to be able to have proper kavana when you say this tefillah haderech. So that is why, right when you start, you're not baderech yet, and therefore you'd be able to say it with better kavana. Again, that's his suggestion for Rashi. But again, the other Shita would hold that no, you could say it later on, because the whole point of this is because you're Bavakam Sakada, you're Davik Rashem to protect you. So that's why that's just he gives a suggestion for what the pshat of that Rashi is. But either way, it's a big chiddush what Rashi says, that you only have a certain amount of time to say Tfilas HaDerech. We generally assume as long as you're not there yet, you're allowed to say Tfilas HaDerech. It's not a mitzvah. We're talking about a mitzvah here. So as long as you're still on the trip, you still need the protection. So fine. The Hechi Masila, sixth line. How do you say it? Rechiz Damar Meumad. You have to best to stop and say it. Standing, not standing, but it just means not going. Rav Sheshes Damar Afilu Mahalach. Even if you're going, you can even say it on the way. Big question: whether you're driving. Say when you're driving, just try to say it at a time when you're stopped, either sitting in traffic or at a red light or something before you or have the person next to you say it. You know, assuming the pashas is that somebody can be motzi you, so your wife can say it. Your wife, you're no more mechuyev in it than your wife, and if your wife's not driving, so then she can have better kavana. So it's better for her to say it, but you try to listen as well as possible. It's not as my grammar or anything. Rav Chizda v'Rav Sheshes Avikazli Barucha. They were walking on the way, and to note for this story, Rav Sheshes was blind, Rashi points out. Come, Rav Chizda v'Kamasli. Rav Chizda stopped to say Tfilat HaDerech. Omali Rav Sheshes L'Shami, Maika Ovid. Rav Chizda. Rav Sheshes asks his attendant, what's Rav Chizda doing? He stopped to say Tfilas HaDerech. So Amalei Rav Sheshes, who himself had said that you don't have to stop to say Tfilas HaDerech, he said, hey, if he stopped, I might as well stop. I'm going to stop. Mios Tov, I'll take Rara. You know, it's better. I'll agree it's better. So if he stopped, and I'm not going to have to go alone, my entourage is waiting for me, so I'm going to stop too, and I'm going to say Tfilas HaDerech. Period. Next, by the dot. My Ika Ben Habi Neinu L'Tfilah Katzara. What's the difference between Havinenu and Tfilah Katzara? Tfilah Katzara is what we were just talking about the previous Amud, a shortened prayer in the middle when you're a B'makam Sakana. What you say, Hashem, save me. Havinenu is what we said Pshat was in Rabbi Yehoshua in the Mishnah. That every day you say, Me'ein Yudches. Me'ein Shemot Asrei, that's Havinenu. We had two different Pshatim on the previous Amud. So there's two shortened Tfilos. There's a Havinenu, which is what we refer to at the beginning of yesterday's Daf, and Tfilah Katzara at the end of yesterday's Daf. Tosas points out there's a big difference here, whether you say it every day or B'makam Sakana. But that's not what the Gemara is interested in. The Gemara is saying, when you're allowed to say it, each in its respective time, what are the differences? That's what Tosas points out. In a Chinam, there's a major difference when you're allowed to say it, every day of B'makam Sakana. But Tosas says, when you're allowed to say it, what are the differences? So the following. Havineinu boy litzlusik gibba kabaisa begibba basraisa. We mentioned that yesterday. Havineinu, you say the first of the last three brachas of Shemona Esrei, normal. Havineinu just takes the place of the middle ones, one line reflecting each bracha. Chimati lebeisei lo boy lemhedi litzluye. And number two, when you get to your house, after having said Havineinu, you don't have to repeat Shemona Esrei. You were yotze. That was your Shemona Esrei. It was in shortened version, but that was your Shemona Esrei. We don't do Havineinus today. But Tila Kitzara, lo boy l'sluyi, lo gibba kabaisa, lo gibba basraisa. The Tila Kitzara that we're talking about, that you say very short, because you're b'bachim sakana, you don't say the first and the last three brachas. You just say those two lines, but, chibati l'beise, boy l'med l'sluyi. You have to daven when you get home, because it's not like you davened. That's Tila Kitzara. That was just a protective measure when you were on the way. But in a chinami, that doesn't count for your Shemona Esrei. And therefore, when you get home, you're going to have to daven again. You're going to have to say Shemona Esrei again.
Like Tefillah
Ketzara
was actually longer and more of a
Tefillah
than the
Havineinu. No, Tefillah Ketzara is over here. Right?
It was the beginning and the end of every...
No, that was something else. That was Me'ein Kol Bracha O'Bracha. That was over here. Tefillah Ketzara is on the bottom of the previous Amud, where it says, Hamalach, you say Tefillah Ketzara, like the fifth wide line. Asei Ritzon Chabash Vayim Imal, V'tein Nachas Ruach, L'Yirecha. So it's just like two lines, right before, two or three lines, the previous of Chav Tesem Abeis. Previous of Chav Tesem Abeis, it says, that's Tefillah Ketzara. Havineinu, one last difference. The Rif and the Rush take out the word Behelchasa here, because it doesn't really make sense in the middle. Havineinu, Me'umad, Tila Katsara, Ben Mu'umad, Ben Mahalech. Again, fitting in. Havineinu is a type of shortened Shemona Esrei. Therefore, you have to say it's standing, stopped. And Tila Katsara, you can even say on the way, Mahalech. Okay, those are two or three differences regarding Havineinu versus Tila Katsara. In general, we don't do either of these, Bezman Hazeh. You know, we try to, for various reasons, we don't have Kavana anyway, so shouldn't have a shortened Tefillah, but those are the differences. Which way on Fatap? On Fatap up here? Basically, yes, that was Tfilas HaDerech. That was Tfilas HaDerech. Okay. Hayarochim al-Chamar. So now we're up to the last halacha that was discussed in the Mishnah on Daf Chafesim Abeis. About if you're sitting on a donkey, the Mishnah had said, you should go down and daven. If you can't go down and daven, you should at least turn your face. If you can't turn your face, be mechavi kenegat beit kachi ha-kadosh. So here we go. Tanur Rabbanan. Hayarochim al-Chamar v'giyaz man tfilah. So that was the... is related to the Mishnah. If you're on your donkey and the time for davening comes, if somebody else could hold on to your donkey and you could go off the donkey and daven, let's say you're in the middle of the desert, you don't have a stable to tie your donkey to, right? So you're going to get off your donkey and what? You're going to be holding your donkey during Shemona Esrei. Yeah, that's good kavana. Yeah, so what's going to happen? So you need somebody to hold it for you. So if you have two people, so let somebody else hold it. The other person says Shemona Esrei. Vim lav. But what if not? If you don't have anybody else to hold it, then you're nervous that it's going to run away, or maybe you're nervous that you're being delayed in going on your trip. Yeshiv v'kobo v'yispala. So stay on your donkey, sit, stop going, and daven. Daven and sit there. Right, similar to the discussion in the cars. Let's say you're in your car and you see that sun setting. You see Shkia coming. So you gotta get off the highway. You gotta get off the highway and go to a rest stop or something like that. But what if you don't want to stand out of your car? You know, you're not sure. You don't know what kind of place it is. So bid the Evet, if you're worried or dangerous, to sit in the car and say Shemona Esrei. Bid the Evet. You stand up next to your car. But bid the Evet, you can stay inside. Rabbi Omer, Bekach Lubekach, Heshiv Kovi Yispalel. Rabbi says, either way, even if you have somebody who could watch your donkey, you can still stay on the donkey and daven. Why? Well, Fisha'in Daitom Yusheves Alav. Because his das, he's still not going to have proper kavana. And Rashi here says, Shekasha Alav Ikuv Haderech. He's upset, not that somebody's going to take his donkey, but he's being delayed. So if he has to get off the donkey and get back on the donkey, it's a whole big tircha. So that's why the Gemara says he could just stay on the donkey. Again, but Me'ikar Hadin, it's better to say it's standing, as we'll see. So that's Lamaisa. Amar Rav Avitei Rav Shimon Levi, Halacha Ke Rebbe. Fine. Tanu Rabbanan. Okay, important Gemara. Suma, Umisha Indi Yachal Lachavit Esirucho. So somebody is blind or somebody does not know what direction is Mizrach or Eretz Yisrael. Yechavin Libo Keneged Aviv Shabashamayim. So just have Kavana to Hashem. Shenemar Vizpalu Al Hashem. Daven to Hashem. Here we go. Haya Omi B'Chus Laretz Yechavis Libo Keneged Eretz Yisrael. If you're in Chus Laretz, daven toward Israel. Shenemar Vizpalu Elecha Derech Artsum. Go toward Artsum. So that's why in America we daven Mizrach. In South Africa they daven Safon. And in Russia, they daven Mairif. Right? So we used to Mizrach, but it's not a din in Mizrach. It's a din in wherever you are in the world, you got to daven towards Eretz Yisrael. Yechavein es libo connected Eretz Yisrael. But that's... This now is referring to physically. Now it's referring to the first line by a blind person. You don't know the directions. Yichavin libo kedegad aviv shabashamayim. But here it's talking about physically also. Hayomim eretz Yisrael yichavin is legal kedegad Yerushalayim. If you're in Eretz Yisrael, you got to face towards Yerushalayim. Shneamar v'spalo l'Hashem derech ha'ir asher b'charta. Right, all of our tefillos go towards Yerushalayim. Wherever you are in Eretz Yisrael, that's where the Aron is facing. Ayobid Yerushalayim, you have to sleep in the base of Migdash. Shneamar v'spalo l'bayis hazer asher elabayis hazeh. Hayomid b'base Hamigdash, you have to sleep in the base Kachi Hakadoshim. Right, you face towards the Kodesh Kadoshim. Shneamar v'spalo l'makom hazeh. Right, you're diving towards this place. What if you're inside the Kodesh Kadashim? Not too many people. Kohen, Kohen Gadol, and Yom Kippur. Yechavein eslibo keneged beis hakaphoris. Daven towards the Aron. Daven towards the Aron. Okay, the question of the Gersos here, what the next line means. Why is it called the beis hakaphoris? Either way, you face towards the Aron. Hayomid achori beis hakaphoris. Yir atzmo kilu levnei hakaphoris. The way that the Mefarshim explained this, the Rush and others, let's say if you're behind, if you think of the picture of the beis hamikdash, so the Aron was towards the west, but there were 11 amos between the back of the Kodesh Kadashim and the outside wall of the Azara. So that's why if you're in one of those, some of those 11 Amos, so then you face the other way, which Lamaisa, that's basically what we do when we go to the Kotel, because the Kotel is the western wall. It's a little south, a little southwest of the Kodesh Kadashim. That's why if you ever take those tunnels, you go up the, you go in those the Kotel tunnels, so you're walking south to north. You're walking south to north, and then in the middle of your trip, they say, okay, stop here, because this is connected to Kodesh Kadashim. Why? Because to your east, because you're on the west side of the Beis HaMikdash, so walking south to north, the Kodesh Kadashim is on your, it's on your right, it's on your east, so then in the middle, you're going to get connected to Kodesh Kadashim. So that's why you face that way. You're facing Mizrach, because to face the Kodesh Kadashim. Nimsa, Obed B'Mizrach, Machzor panav l'mayir, v'mayir machzor panav l'mizrach, v'dorah machzor panav l'safar, v'safar machzor panav l'dorah. Wherever direction you're in, you face the other way towards the Kodesh Kadashim. Nimtzu kol Yisrael b'chavad eslibin l'makom echad. It comes out that all Klal Yisrael's tefilos are headed in one direction. All of our tefilos goes towards Eretz Yisrael, towards Yerushalayim, to the makom hamigdash, and then go up to Shemayim. So it's a beautiful concept that our tefilos don't just go straight up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It all goes straight up through Yerushalayim. That's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu hears our tefilos through. There's another medrash that says all of our tefilos go through Hebron. There's a medrash about that the Pesach of Gan Eden is Hebron. But this is the Gemara. That's a medrash. Again, they're both beautiful. But this is the Gemara. Amar Avin Vitimar Avina, Maikra, Kemigdal David Savarech Banu L'Talpios, Pasuk Yetzir HaShirim. So we darshan in the word talpios, tell shekopios ponimbo, tell a mountain, a mound, shekopios, that all mouths ponimbo, turn to. And that's why wherever we are, we dive in towards Eretz Yisrael. That's the makom ha-tefilas. This does connect, I was going to bring it, it does connect to the to tefilas keneged we know tefilas is keneged avoda, and avoda. If you look at the language of the Rambam in Hilchos Beis Abchira, the Rambam writes that the makom where the mizbeach was mechuvin biyoser. It was exact. It was perfect. It was medactic to the chutah sayra, to the very very exact, exactly where the mizbeach was. Rambam doesn't say this so exact by the other kalim of the Beis HaMikdash. But after that place, the Makom Avoda has to be in a specific place, because Avoda is a special type of Avodas Hashem, and has to go up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the specific spot. So the Mefarshim point out here too, Tefillah is connected to Avoda, so all of our Tefillahs go through a specific spot in Aretz before it goes up to Shemayim. So that's this Gemara might be connected to that idea. Okay, fourth wide line. Avua to Shmuel Velevi. Ki avi boy lamefek l'urcha, havi mekadmi umatzli. When Avoda Shmuel and Levi wanted to take a trip, right, havi mafek l'urcha, they were going on an early trip, they got up early and davened. What does early mean? Look at Rashi, havi mekadmi kodem hayom. What's the pashas of Rashi? They davened before hayom. What is hayom? What is hayom? Don't tell me what you logically think. Tell me what the words mean. Right, kodem hayom sounds like before day, before amud hashachar. Tosas jumps on Rashi. Tosas avu adishmu avalevi. Avakari yibasli. Pierce Rashi kodem amud hashachar. Avaloni hero. What's Rashi talking about? You daven shachar at night? Let me kodem hayom. I have to take a big trip, so I'm going to daven shachar at 3 o'clock in the morning. I can't do that, says Tosfos. Below Nira, Divkei Lo Yosim Bo Klal, the Dayan Eino Yom. Tosfos says, like, I don't know, it means that Misha Alam Arashachar. Okay, it's a Hayt Meah Misha Abad Hayom, because the Iker Tan Tadavin is Nates. But it doesn't mean, so we'll get back to Rashi in a minute. V'chei Avimati, Zman Kriyishma, Karu. And when Zman Kriya Shema came, they said Kriya Shema. They said Tefillah Shmona Esrei earlier, but they said Kriya Shema later. And we're going to see in a little bit, the reason for this was that Tefillah requires, as we mentioned a couple of times in the past, extra type of Kavanah. And because of that, they were able to stand and have proper Kavanah before they left on the trip. Kriya Shema later, you know, we said what parts of Kriya Shema require Kavanah. But they did Shmona Esrei earlier because it's better to say Shmona Esrei. And if you have a time period, in a time when you can have Kavanah, better than say it later and do Smichas Gula Tefillah. But they say saying it better with Kavanah standing wins. There is the Pnei Yeshua on the Rashi. Rashi says, Tzarech is a very difficult Rashi. What does Rashi mean? You could daven Shacharis by nighttime. So he suggests that maybe, as we're about to see, these Rabbanan were giving Shiurim all day. It was the Shabbos before Yantif, as we'll see. They were giving Shiurim all day. So maybe on those days, they have the halacha of Shimon Bar Yochai, who was Turasan Umnasan. That he learned Torah all day, and therefore his Zmanei Tefillah didn't apply to him. Zmanei Tefillah, you just have to daven three times in a 24-hour period. Right, that's all. Zmanei Tefillah means Rabbanan. So you have to daven three times in a 24-hour time period. So a little bit at night, twice at night, it's okay. So maybe these Rabbanan had that halacha on these types of days. But either way, it's a very big chiddush, and Tosfos has a big kasha, unless Rashi means after Avodah Shachar, but that's not the pashas of the words. Rashi is kodim hayom. And we'll see in a minute that Rashi seems to really say this clearly. But anyway, Avodah Shmuel Levi, they got up early in the daven, and when Zvah Kriyashma came, they said Kriyashma. Come on, ki hai tan. They hold like the following. Tana de Tanya. Hishkim la deref. If somebody gets up early in the morning, maybe lo shofar b'tokeya. He could blow shofar early. Lula b'umananeya. Megillah b'koribo. Upshiyagi is not Kriyashma. Kore. And it's about, even though you did all these mitzvahs earlier, when the real ikr is not Kriyashma comes, you say Kriyashma later. If you get up and you're going to go on a raft or on a boat, therefore you're not going to be able to have proper kavana later. Mispalo, so daven earlier before you go on your trip. Ukshiagias la kriyishma kore. And when kriyishma comes, the zman comes, then you read. Rav Shimon ben Elazar omer bekach lebekach kore kriyishma mispalo. No, Rav Shimon ben Elazar says no. Say kriyishma and then daven, meaning delay your shmona esrei only till the trip. Why? Because she spoke gula l'tfilah. We've learned a number of times. There's a concept of smichas gula l'tfilah going straight from Gol Yisrael to shmona esrei. Remember Rashi we had earlier, Davdal. Rashi said, it's the mock like Gol Yisrael, like you're talking about Hashem redeeming you, and you're knocking on the door. Rashi goes to Yerushalmi, and then Hashem's going to come open the door, and then you're going to run away. That doesn't make sense. You have to do Gol Yisrael right into Shmona Esrei. So, b'maika mitzvah, what's the machlokas between these two Rabbanan, these two Tanaim about? Again, what's the machlokas? Well, the first opinion says you'd say Shmona Esrei at home in the morning, and then you say Kriyashma when the time comes to say Kriyashma. The second one says, no, on your trip, say Kriyashma and then Shmona Esrei. So, b'maika mitzvah, so marsav ratzilam u'umid adif. The first opinion says it's better to say Shmona Esrei standing earlier at a time when you could say Shmona Esrei properly. More than, that's a greater value than having smichas gula tefillah. Even though you're going to lose that, but it's better to have a better shmona esrei. Umar savar mismach gula tefillah adif. The other opinion says, no, smichas gula tefillah wins. Even though you're not going to be able to say shmona esrei in the optimal way, but it's still better to do smichas gula tefillah. The Shulchan Aruch here seems to pass like the first opinion. They say shmona esrei earlier, but the Achronim say we don't do that. Let him say, again, we don't have Kavanah anyway, fully. That's used about in 20 different halachas. Because with Vadazeh, we don't have Kavanah properly anyway. So that's why, what? We're going to say Shmona Esrei earlier. We're going to have better Kavanah then. So even if we're on a trip, you know, but it's okay. That's what we generally say, that you say Kriya Shema and then Shmona Esrei. Okay, a connected story. Meremer Marzutra, Avimicha Pibe Asara, Bishabsa Derigla Omatzlu. Meremer Marzutra, on the Shabsa Derigla. That means the Shabbos before, Rashi says, before Pesach Shavuos Sukkos. This goes against the Rashi we had earlier, Daf Yud Zayin, at the end, where Rashi just said there was a special gathering before Pesach and Sukkos. He doesn't mention Shavuos there. So here Rashi says, L'fnei Pesach va'atzeres v'sukkos. So the Gilyan Ashas here points out the two Rashis. It's unclear why Rashi left out Shavuos earlier. But anyway, here Rashi says all three. So these two Rabbanan gathered a minyan very early in their house, to be able to daven with a minyan, and then, because they knew they had to give a shir all day, so therefore they gathered a minyan, umatzli, and then they davened, v'hadu nafkala perka, and then they went to the base medrash. And Rashi here explains that these were the two rabbanim that were going to give the shir all day, but they started the shir very early. So when Zman Kriya Shema came in the middle of the shir, so what did they used to do? So how they used to have shirim in the olden days? Wasn't that one rabbi didn't get up and give a shir? He had a mitzurgeman. He had somebody who was a screecher, a belcher. belching out the words. So he used to tell the guy what to say. And then the guy used to get up and say, says the rabbi, etc., etc., etc. So says Rashi, Kriyashma, they could say a little later. Because during the time, they would give him something, he would tell them a Targum game, something long to say, like a big thought. So in the time that he's saying it, so then they used to say Kriyashma, but they can't do that with Shemona Esrei. So that's why they Dafka used to say Shemona Esrei very early before the Shir. But they would have time when this man Kriyashma came, when Nate came, so then they would say Kriyashma during the Shir. Everybody, what about the Talmidim? So the Gemara said, the Rashi says the Talmidim used to switch off and go out and daven. So it's unbelievable. The Shir started before Nate Achama. Right, that's what Rashi's talking about. Shir started before Nate Achama, and it went for hours, because it didn't say like they would have time after the Shir to say Kriya Shema and Davin. Masha, it went for the whole time. There were five, 6 hour Shir at least that started before Nate Achama. These are human beings we're talking about. Right, we're not talking about Malachim. Right, but it's unbelievable that's when they used to have the Shir. Again, it's every day, but at least these Shirim on the Shabbosim before the Yom Tovim, there was a lot to talk about. There's Halacha, there's Agada, so that was real Shabbos Hagadol Shirim. Okay, so by Rei Marzucha, they used to gather a minion early to be able to say to Shei Shemot Esrei, and then they say Kriya Shema during the Shir. Rav Ashi Machli B'Hadid Sibura B'Yachim Yushav. Rav Ashi didn't. Rav Ashi held that you can't say Kriya Shema Shemona Esrei early. So Rav Ashi, when he used to give Shir, he used to tell them Targum in something really long, so that he would have time to say Shema and Shemona Esrei during the time when the Maturgamon is darshaning and telling over his Vart. But he used to say it's sitting down. He didn't want to stand up and make everybody stand up when he stood up, so he used to say it's sitting down. When he got home, he used to say Shemona Esrei again, because he wanted to get the tefillah of his mana. So that's why he used to say it in Shul. But when he got home, he knew he didn't say it properly. He said it's sitting down. So that's why he used to say it again, says the Gemara. So Amulei, we never do this. We never say Shemona Esrei twice. But the Amulei Rabban of 11, Mark Maremer Marzutra, they said, why didn't you do like Maremer Marzutra that gathered a minion before davening, before the Shir? So Amulei Trichli Milsa, no, I can't. To get a minion in my house very early in the morning, it's not going to work. Too much of a turf. 11, Mark Habud, the Shuva Levi. So forget it. So why don't you at least do it by yourself very early, like before the Yom? Like the first group of rabbis. So I'm going to know. Lo chazina lehu l'rabbanan kashishoy minon da'avi hachi. I didn't see the rabbis before me do this. It's not my tradition to say Shemona Esrei, according to Rashi, let's say, before Alos HaShachar. So therefore, I'm not going to do that. So therefore, this is the best idea that I have. In the middle of the Shir, I'll say Kriya Shema and Shemona Esrei to myself. When I get home, I'll repeat Kriya Shema so I can say it in the optimum way. Right, so the question, why didn't they say Havineinu? Maybe even then they didn't say Havineinu. Again, our minhag is not to say Havineinu. And remember, Havineinu is only according to... It's only according to Rabbi Yeshua. Havineinu is only according to Rabbi Yeshua. Right, two percent of what Havineinu means. Right, so the Rishonim discuss it, but it sounds like because he didn't say it in the optimum way, and this is a time where they said Tfilas Nadavas also, so that's why they had the flexibility of saying it again. Okay. Rav Elazar ben Azariah Omer, Mishnah, last Mishnah in the parak. Rav Elazar ben Azariah Omer, Ein Tfilas HaMusafin, Ela B'chever Ir. Says Rav Elazar ben Azariah, Musaf, you only say if you have a minion. Unbelievable. If you're davening at home, you don't daven Musaf. Question, why is it called Chever Ir? Why does it just say minion? Look in the Pnei Yeshua. But Rav Elazar ben Azariah says, Tfilas Musaf is only with a minion. V'chachomim Omerim, no. What we paskin. B'chever Ir, v'shalom B'chever Ir. Let's say somebody's davening in the Musaf for some reason without a minion. You have to daven Musaf even without a minion. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishmo, third opinion. Rabbi Yehuda says Mishmo in whose name? In the name of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, who was the first line of the Gemara of the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Kol makom sheyesham chever ir yachid pater mitfilas hamusafin. Rabbi Yehuda says if there is a minion in your city davening Musaf, then you don't have to daven Musaf because you're yotzei zayin with them. That's the third opinion of the Mishnah, that Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Elazar ben Azariah. So the Gemara just wants to clarify. Rabbi Yehuda Hainu Tanakama, isn't the Shita, the third Shita, the similar to the first Shita, only with a minion? So what's the difference between the first and the second, the first and the third Shita? The middle Shita says you can have to daven Musaf, period, always, even without a minion. So we know that Shita. But what exactly is the difference between the first and the third opinion in the Mishnah? So Ika Beinayu Yachi Shalom Bechever Ir. Let's say you're a yachid, you're an individual, but there's no minion in your town that's davening Musaf. So Tanakama Savar Pater. The Tanakama says that you're Pater, because you only have the chiyuv if there's a minion in your city. So there's a minion in your city, so then then you wouldn't have to. But if there is a minyan, if there's no minyan in your city, then you don't have to daven. If there's no minyan. Rabbi Yehuda Savar Chayiv. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you're Chayiv if there is no minyan there. Amar Rav Huna Bar Chinina, Amar Rav Chia Abba Rav, Halacha Krev Yehuda Shabbat 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 Shabbat. The Halacha is like the third opinion, that as long as there is a minyan there, then the Yachid is Pater. Oh, so some of the Achronim explain that. That Pnei Yeshua that I mentioned before discusses this too in Afinami, very good. That Musaf might be different because it's purely, it's not Rachmi, it's not asking Bakashas. That's why there was a whole issue whether women have to daven it or not. But it's connected to Tzmidim. Tzmidim is a carbon Sibur, and it's connected to the, not the Tzmidim, the carbon Musaf, and therefore that's why it might be connected to the Minyan. And that's why it might be called Chever Ir and not specifically Minyan. But in Afinami, that's the root of it. You said, well, that we hold by Gerozim and Azariah, because to Amar Shmuel, Shmuel said, Miyamai lo matzlina tzlusa de musafin biyachid, bin Nahardza. I never daven musaf biyachidus in Nahardza. Levar, except for, Miyahu Yoma, the Asiya Pulmas of the Malkalamasa, when the day when that certain army came to the city, Vajridi Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan were all torrid, below Sully, and then there wasn't a minion davening. So then that day, Vatsali Biyachid. I don't know why he wasn't always with the minion, but it says he never davened Biyachid, except maybe he always was with the minion, but he never davened himself, except that day where the army came, so the Rabbanan didn't have the minion, but Sully Le Biyachid, and therefore I had a daven Biyachid. But Hay Yachid Shalom Bechever Ir, and then Yachid was when a minion wasn't davening, so that's the proof that we hold that Shita. That when there's a Chever Ir davening, when there's a minion davening, then you don't have to, but when there is none, so then you have to. Yatzav Rabbi Chadina Kra Kameh Rabbi Yanai, the Yasiv Kamar Halacha Rabbi Yehuda Shem Rabbi Shemuel Azbar Azariah. He quoted this again, that the Halacha is like the third opinion in the Mishnah. Omar Lay, so Rabbi Yanai answered him, Puk Kra Karech Labra, take your pasuk outside, take your reading outside. The Ein Halacha Rabbi Yehuda Shem Rabbi Shemuel Azbar Azariah. We don't pasuk in that way. We don't pasuk that just because there's a minion davening that you don't have to daven. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ani Ra'isi as Rabbi Yanai, Ditzali Vahadar Tzali. Rabbi Yochanan reports that Rabbi Yanai one time said two Shmona Esrays on Shabbos morning. He davened, and then he davened again. So, maybe doesn't this prove, says Rabbi Yochanan, that you have to daven Musaf even by yourself? Because you daven Shachar, so you daven Musaf. So, I'm Rabbi Yirmiyahu lives there, no. But then maybe Karlo Kivin Daite. Well, the Musaf Kivin Daite, no, maybe he's not davening Shachar as a Musaf. Maybe he didn't have Kavanah the first time. So, he's davening again. So, Amar Lei, Chaziman Gaba Rabat Kamasar Lei. Come on! Rabbi Yochanan is telling the story that Rabbi Yanai davened Shachris and Musaf. You're going to tell me that Rabbi Yochanan got it wrong? No way. Rabbi Yochanan knows he's davened Shachris, he's davened Musaf. So therefore, you can't go against his testimony, and therefore we assume that's what we paskin. That even if you're Biyachidus, even forget the minion issue, Musaf is a Chovas Gavra, Chovas Prati, and therefore you have to daven it. Fine. Two dots. Ravami Ravasi, Avagat the Havilu Tleso Belekisha, Betveria, even though there were 13, we had this Gemara earlier in Daf Chest. Even though there were 13 shuls in Tveria, lo havi masli elabeni amudei heichi davi garsi. They only davened in the place where they learned, because they wanted the power of the learning to impact their tefillah. Why exactly this is brought here, I'm not sure. Maybe one of the notes there says. What does this have to do with anything? I'm not sure. Say anything there? Okay, let us know. Itmar, because again, I'm not sure. Maybe these rabbis, Ravami Ravasi, were mentioned. I'm not exactly sure why this is brought here. We had it already. Doesn't seem to have to do with anything. Obviously, it does. I don't know. Inmar, Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdi Mishum Rabbeinu Amar Halacha Rabbi Yehuda Shem Rabbi Shem Elazar Ben Azaria. Right, like that other opinion that only with a minion. Rav Chiya Bar Abba Rusali Bahadur Tzali. Said no, that he davened twice. So again, doesn't that show that you have to daven Musaf even privately? Amalei Rav Zeira, my time Avim Mar Hachi. Why do you daven again? Ilei Mishum Zelo Kivin Mar Daite. Is it because you didn't have kavana? Vam Lazar La Olam Yamin Adam Et Asmo. But Rabbi Lazar says that you should have thought about this before. Before you daven, you have to check yourself. You can't daven if you're not going to have kavana. So how is that what happened? But you know this halacha, so you shouldn't have davened if you wouldn't have been able to have proper kavana. Elas lo must be as follows. What happens? Why do you have to say a second Shmona Esrei? Zlo itzkar mar dereish yarcha. You must have forgotten Shmona Yalav Yavo. It was Rosh Chodesh, reish yarcha, and you forgot Yalav Yavo. V'hatanya, doesn't it say in the Braisa, Tov lo hiskar shor Rosh Chodesh? take out the next line. The Gra takes it out. The Bach takes it out. So skip that line. Tavla is Rosh Chodesh. If you forget Rosh Chodesh, Bishachris, Ein Machzir Nasov Reish Yachal Omer B'Musafin. If you forget Tfilas Yal V'Yavo at Shachris, you don't have to repeat because you're going to say most of it in a few minutes. If you can say most of it in a few minutes, that's connected to Yal V'Yavo. It's also mentioning Rosh Chodesh, therefore you don't have to repeat. The Musaf and Emachzir and Asobadesh Yachal Omer B'Mincha. By Musaf also, you don't have to repeat Yal V'Yavo. You short ass, right? If you forget Yal V'Yavo, because you're going to be Yosef with Mincha, and Mincha also mentions Yal V'Yavo. So don't we have a Brisa that says that's even if you forget why you have to repeat Shmodas, right? We don't pass it this way, so don't look at it funny. Amr Leila, Vidmar Allah, Amr Yochanan, Bitsibur Shanu. The answer is no, that only applies Bitsibur, that halacha. What does that mean? Rashi here has two opinions. Bitsibur Shanu. The ein machzirin mishum the shamalei mishliach sibur. No, but sibur is different. No, because you can hear it from the shliach sibur. That's why you don't have to repeat. A little bit difficult to put into the words, because the words of the Gemara say, because you're going to daven again later. But the first shot of Rashi is similar. We've had this before. No, you only don't have to repeat, but sibur, because you can hear it from the shots. The Bahag quotes, no, we're talking about the shliach sibur, who forgets Yalav Yavo. He doesn't have to repeat, because of tircha de sibura. But others have to repeat. Either way, we don't pass in this way. If you forget Yalav Yavo, you do have to repeat Shmona Esrei by Shachris and Mincha. What that you if you forget it by Musaf? All right, it's that we don't say Yalav Yavo by Musaf. Maybe it means if you dive in the weekday Shmona Esrei, I think, right? Right. Rashi says she is pal atachonin. Right. Pal atachonin. Right. You got to be with the Shmona Esrei. Okay. Two dots. Kama Yisha Ben Tefila Tefila. How much should you wait between two tefillas? Rashi says, either between Shachris and Musaf, let's say you're davening privately for some reason, or let's say, which happens sometimes, let's say you forgot a tefillah, you missed Minchas, you're going to daven two Myers. So how long do you need to wait between your, right, we might want to do it, if we're in shul, we want to do it quickly, so nobody notices we took 3 steps back in the middle, so we're going to take 3 steps back quickly and go back up, I'm still in the middle, I just have a long short answer, right? I have a long short answer, right? Come on, I'm very firm tonight. But really, it's right. So we want to do it. But let's say we want to be emistic Jews and honest. And, you know, sometimes it takes a strong man to start Shmona Esrei over, to admit that he forgot something. Right? But that's the way it is. So how much do you have to wait between two Shmona Esreis? Rav Huna, Rav Chisda, Chad Amar Kadei Shetischoni, Dai to Olav, V'chad Amar Shetischolo, Dai to Olav. In order that your da'as is calmed. So in order that you would have proper kavana in the second Shmona Esrei. And that's what both of these opinions mean. So the tischoni, meaning you can't daven say it so quickly together. Why does the first one say the lashon of china? How does that mean that you should have proper kavana? Dechsiv v'eschanan al Hashem. That's the verb. Moshe. So you see, both of those verbs mean davening and having proper kavana. And that's the two opinions in the Gemara. The interesting story quoted, I'm going to mention this probably again on Shabbos, that from Rav Schwab. There's a whole discussion about this type of year, Erev Pesach, Chalitz B'Shabbos. What do you do for Shalosh Shuvos? All different opinions, and we'll talk about it. So one of the opinions is, one of the opinions that we really might Paskin like, and that is, you got to split your meal in the morning. You got to get a wash, and then you have a piece of fish or something, and then bench. And then, you know, take a walk for 5 minutes, and then come back and wash again, and have the rest of your suda. Because you gotta have a way to do it. So Rav Schwab is quoted as saying that he couldn't do that. Because he couldn't bench twice in such proximity properly. Couldn't do it. He says, benching, yeah, you have to have proper kavanah for benching. He says, he couldn't bench twice in such a short period of time. So halavai. Halavai, we should be on that level. But that's mahashas of this Gemara. You can't daven two Shmona Esrei so close to each other that you're so worn out from the first one that you can't have proper kavanah for the second one. So Amar Avan, Amar Rav, yeah? Okay, it could be. Right, but if your kishkis have been taken out by a proper Shmona Esrei, it's a little difficult to say another one. Yeah. Marv, you already have. You have the tefillos, you have the brachas and Kriya Shema. Okay, I'm saying, but there you don't have two Shmona Esreis back to back. There you have at least, you have 10 minutes in between. You have Baruch Hu and on. Amar Avada Namar Rav, 4 lines to the bottom. Tovalo Hiskos Rosh Chodesh Arvis Ein Machzir Naso. If you forget Rosh Yalvo in Myriv by Rosh Chodesh, not by Cholamoid. Cholamoid you have to go back. But Rosh Chodesh, you don't have to go back. L'fisha'in Bezdin Mekashin as a Chodesh Yalavayom. Bezdin doesn't sanctify the new month at night, and Yalav Yalvo is somehow connected to that. So therefore, you don't have to be, you don't have to repeat, Shmona Esrei. Amar Ameir Mestaver Milsa Derav B'Chodesh Malei. Ameir says this makes sense by a Chodesh Malei, meaning on a 30-day month, and you're on the first day of Rosh Chodesh, so it's the Lail of the 30th day, so it's not Rosh Chodesh yet. So therefore, that makes sense that you don't have to repeat then. Because they're not doing, because then it's not the new month yet. But if it's really Rosh Chodesh, the second night of Rosh Chodesh, or if it's only a one day Rosh Chodesh as a Meimar, you do have to be Choser. Armalei Aravashi la Meimar Michti. Rav time cover, Mali Chaser, Mali Mole, Eloshna. No, Ravashi is, what are you talking about? Rav gives a reason. The reason is you don't get Kiddush HaKodesh Balayla. And that applies every night. You never do Kiddush HaKodesh Balayla. So therefore, the second opinion holds, it doesn't matter what night of Rosh Chodesh it is, and that's what we paskin. The first night, the second night, you don't have to repeat Shemone Esrei if you forget Yal V'Yavo, but excuse me, by Myrav. Okay, Hadron Lof Tzilas HaShachar, and now we get into the next parak. Unbelievable. Every parak is unbelievable in Brachas.
Yeah. Because
of this reason. This is what the Rishonim ask. Why do you need this reason? Why don't you just say Tfilas Aris Rishus? That's the Tosfos on Chavav, the beginning of the parak. Right? So that's so the Gemara. So the answer is really, it doesn't mean Rishus. It just means on a hierarchy of mitzvahs, it's less. But really, you have to daven it. You would do Tashlumin without this reason. Yeah. We had that, Muzav Mincha. We had that earlier. We had that on Daf Chaf Zayin Amad Aleph on top, and we had it on Daf Chaf Chesam Amad Aleph on the bottom. Right, that's when Musaf versus Mincha. We had he do Mincha first because of Tadav Sheino Tadir, and the other sheet that held like Musaf first because Reb Yudah said this Mano Veris. Okay, next parak. Here we go. Ain Om Din Lehis Palel El Mito Kovid Rosh. You have to daven. You only daven Mito Kovid Rosh. Seriousness, heaviness of head. Not there's no levity. Kovid Rosh. The famous Chassidim Rishonim used to wait Sha'a Achas. Rabbeinu Yonah says here on this Mishnah, even though a lot of times Sha'a Achas just means a while, here Sha'a Achas means literal. Sha'a Achas. They used to wait 1 hour to be mechavi in their hearts to their Father in heaven. Look what Rashi says. Shoin Sha'a Achas, bimakum sheba'u lehis palel. Means you have to wait an hour in shul. Not somewhere else, like get up and then go. Because the whole point of it is to get in the mood. If you're going to have to, I guess, travel in between, then you're going to lose it. So that's why Rashi specifically says, B'makam Shabbat Lehis Palel, you have to wait there. Afilu HaMelech Shol B'Shloma Lo Yishivenu, B'Afilu Nachash Karach Alei Kevili Lo Yafsek. Right? And if you're davening Shemone Esrei, even a Melech is asking, you can't be Mafsik, and even a snake, you can't be Mafsik. Remember we had earlier, Hafsekim, the beginning of the second parak, for Kriya Shema. For Kriyat Shema, they would have Sekim. For Shemona Esrei, you're Omei Lifnei Hashem. And again, it's ironic in that Tefillah might be Derabanan. According to many Rishonim, Davening is Derabanan. But it's a different state of affairs. It's Lifnei Hashem. If it's Lifnei Hashem, you can't be Mopsik. Even though by Shemona Kriyat Shema you are. And you have to come down from the tree. Even though by Kriyat Shema you don't have to come down from the tree. And there are other coolas that you have by Kriyat Shema. Even though Kriyat Shema by Daraisa and Tefillah might be Derabanan. Okay. Rabbi Yonah points out here again also that if it's Sakanas Nefashis of the Nachash, then you can be Mopsik. But it's not a Sakharis Safashis. It's just bothersome. You have a snake slithering around your legs. But still, we got to do our best. Okay. Minon Emili, how do you know that you have to daven mitoch Kovid Rosh? Amar Abelazar, Damar Krova, Hi Maras Nefesh. It says by Chana that she was bitter of heart. That shows that she was in a serious mood. So where it says, Mimai, Dilma Chana, Shiny, Tahavis Mira Liba Tuva. She was very upset. But maybe you don't have to be that way when you daven. You don't have to be Maras Nefesh. El Arvasi Barchanina Mehacha, the following. Ba'ani Barov Chaslecha, Ovo Besecha, Eshtacha, Valhecha, Kachcha, Beyerasecha. I go into your Hechol, your Beis HaMikdash, your Tefillah, Beyerasecha, in fear of you. By the way, the Shulchan, the Mishnah Berurah quotes, we're supposed to say this as we walk into Shul every day. Ba'ani Barov Chaslecha, Ovo Chaslecha, Ovo Besecha. When we say those words, Ovo Besecha, we start Matobu outside the Shul, Matalecha, Kobe, Shaka, Yisrael, Ba'ani Barov Chaslecha, Ovo Besecha. But that's why we're coming into Hashem's house. B'yira, so you see that pasuk. B'yira, you have to be in fear. Mimai, so again we say, why is that pasuk a raya? Tilma David Shiny, David Misar Nafshi Barach Mituba. David Melech talking there in Tehillim. So maybe he was saying how he went into davening, but who says that we have to daven that way? So Ella, Reb Shuvalevi Mihacha, another following, where it's also in Tehillim, but here David Melech is talking to us. Hishtachavu Hashem Bahadras Kodesh. You, B'nai Yisrael, bow down to Hashem Bahadras Kodesh. So what does that mean? Gemara says, I'll take you Bahadras Ella Bacharadas. Change the heidu ches, the charadas in the fear of kodesh. So therefore, again, that's the makar maybe for saying Shemone Esrei in a proper mood. So finally, we say again, mimai dilmala olam emelcha hadras mamish. Maybe it doesn't mean charadas. Maybe there's a pshat to say it means hadras kodesh from the word glory. Ki hadra Rav Yehuda v'misayinav shiva hadra matzli. Like Rev Yehuda used to put on special clothes for davening, right? And that's hadras means glory and beautiful. So maybe that's the pshat of the pasuk. So we still don't have a pasuk that tells me that you have to be in the right mood. It might be logic. You know, it's logic. They have to be the kovod rosh. But the Gemara is still looking for a pasuk. So El Amar of Nachman Bar Yisrael Behacha. If there was Hashem beyira vegilu birada. No, serve Hashem in fear vegilu birada and gilu and sing to Hashem, meaning tefillah birada in fear. My vegilu birada, amarada bramasna, amaraba b'makam gila sham tehira ada. In the place of gila, in the place that you daven sham tehira ada, there you should be fearful. There's an unbelievable Rabbeinu Yonah on this line of the Gemara. Maybe it's my favorite Rabbeinu Yonah in all Maseches Brachos. Rabbeinu Yonah says that in every other, we mentioned this in a shiur about Rosh Hashanah a couple of years ago. Rabbeinu Yonah says in every other relationship in life, whether it's a human relationship, whether it's any other type of relationship, love and hate don't go together. Happiness and fear don't go together. You're either happy or you're sad. You either fear or you love. One or the other. A love-hate relationship means sometimes love and sometimes hate, not at the same time. You know, sometimes there's the love getting close, sometimes there's the hate moving away. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only relationship we have where at the same exact time there's simcha, there's ahava, and there's yira, and there's running away. You're running to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we're running away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's look at that, this Rabbeinu Yonah something. Even if you have the art scroll, take out a regular Gemara today sometime, look at that Rabbeinu Yonah in the back, at the beginning of this parak. It's a very inspirational Rabbeinu Yonah, but based on this pasuk, that the point of gila, when we're doubting, we're simcha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we also have our other, we also have fear. Sorry? This pasuk, if does Hashem beyira v'gila barada. No, because we want the marker here. We're talking. We want to have a marker for the ra'adah because we want to point to prove kovod rosh. We want to prove that you have to daven when you're serious. So he just pointed out that's the pshat of the pasuk. Abaye haviyasu kamei de Rabba. Abaye was sitting in front of Rabba. Chazi de kabadach tuva. So Rabba saw that Abaye was in a little too good of a mood. Amar begila baradachiv. He says, "Well, come on, you have to be fearful." Rabbeinu Yonah here again. He adds, "Doesn't mean you have to walk around like a zombie all day." It means you have to be a balance, and you can't be too lightheaded. So v'gila barabek siv. So Amar Lehi says, "Don't worry, Rebbe. I'm not tefillin manachna. I'm wearing tefillin. Don't worry about it." What does that mean? I'm wearing tefillin. Don't worry about it. And again, Rav Yirmi Aviyasa Kamid, Rav Zera Chazi the Kabbik Kabbalah Tuba. He said he was very happy. Amar Lehi v'cholaz v'yim osar siv. You have to be serious. Amar Lehi, I'm not tefillin manachna. Don't worry, Rebbe. I'm wearing tefillin. So what's going on here? So this one idea, just in about 30 seconds, and we'll do the Makoris again tomorrow, the Rav Soloveitchik noted that a couple of years ago that we say two brachas ala tefillin. We say al mitzvah tefillin and al haniyah tefillin. Why do we say two brachas? By very other mitzvahs too, we say two brachas. By bris milah, we say two brachas. By other things, we say two brachas. So the Rav mentioned the idea that maybe there's a concept of a bracha on a chalos. That when there's a new chalos, when there's a new being in the world, so then you make a bracha as an acknowledgement of that chalos, as an acknowledgement of that effect. When there's a mahul by a bris milah, you make a bracha as an acknowledgement of that chalos. Shabbos, kiddush might be a bracha on a chalos. You acknowledge that it's Shabbos. So too, when somebody puts on tefillin, there's a new gavra there. There's a new person there. It's a bracha on a chalos. L'haniach tefillin and al-mitzvah tefillin. One's a bracha on the ma'isa mitzvah, one's a bracha on the chalos mitzvah. So, how do you know there's a bracha on a chalos? So there's a Rambam that I'll read tomorrow. The Rambam says that when somebody's wearing tefillin, he's an anav, he's a yare, he's a different person when he wears tefillin. That's what the Rambam says. And therefore that shows that a person is a new person when he puts on tefillin. So the Nosei Kalim, the Mefarshim of the Rambam, say, where does the Rambam get that from? How do you know you're a new person when you wear tefillin? The Maariv Chai says this Gemara. Because when they ask him, hey, what's going on? You're lightheaded, you're having too much fun. I'm wearing tefillin, Rebbe, don't worry. What does that have to do with anything? Maariv Chai says that's our Rambam. The Rambam learns from this Gemara that if when a person wears tefillin, he's in a different state of affairs. He's a different person when he wears tefillin. That's what he proves from this Gemara. Okay, Bezrim, we'll read that line in the Rambam tomorrow. Okay, again, the Shia was the Zechon Ishmael Sevet Tzvi Ben Dov Mordechai.
One quick example. We're looking at somebody. If anybody finishes up with the staff, if anybody knows anybody, call them that morning, it's Thursday morning.
Story again that they went to Zadon Ben Bezrim Medrash.